What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Mike took my microphone and my tripod. No, just my mic. Yeah, just my microphone. But I didn't bust out the tripod, so I'm just filming on my phone here. Just did the Kinda Funny podcast. Had a million meetings today. Did the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show. Did a Kinda Feudy. Having a great time. But to close out my Tuesday, Ricardo Martin writes in on patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can. To be part of this show, remember, go comment on the last Greg Way and leave a question, and I read it here, maybe. Ricardo says, hello, Greg. I'm a teacher during the school year, and I work various writing camps over the summer. This summer, the camp I'm working for is helping kids come up with their own blogs and podcasts. Do you have any words of encouragement or words of advice for these up-and-coming writers/podcasters? As always, I appreciate your time and your content. Ricardo, thank you, Ricardo. And I will already give you preemptive permission, Ricardo, to show this to the kids that are in your writing camp and podcasting camp and everything else. And I'll say, hello, kids. It's me, Greg Miller. You don't know me at all, probably. But I make a living making YouTube videos and podcasts. And before that, I wrote reviews and blogs and stuff like that. And I think the most important thing to know right now, as you set off on your podcast, as you set off on your blog, is that it will not be great. It will not be what you want it to be. I think the number one thing that holds people back is, well, I don't have the right equipment. Or, man, I want to write this giant thing, but it's too intimidating to tackle. Hey, I did one podcast and I like how I sounded. I didn't like my voice. I didn't like how I presented in it. I'm not going to do it again, or I'm going to let that be a turnoff to me. I forget what it is, and I'm sure your teachers probably looked it up by now to say it, but it's something like what? Like it's like 5,000 hours to become a master or something. I'm making all that up right now. What I would say in the Greg Miller way is that when you first start doing anything, you're bad at it. You're not great at it. Podcasting and writing is a muscle, and that means that you have to do it over and over again. You have to take your at-bats as if you were a baseball player. You have to practice, right? I'm sure many of you have done team sports. Many of you have hobbies, right? And if you think about the first time you did anything, you're not great at it, but then you compare yourself a week later, a month later, a year later, and you find out you've really changed and grown because you have experience. So many people get held back by being intimidated by, man, this show I'm making, this podcast, doesn't sound like the ones I listen to. Oh, my mic quality is not good. I don't have an intro song. I'm breathing into the microphone. I don't know when to talk. I don't know how to ask questions. Writers do the same thing, right? Of like, oh, I wrote this and I don't like it, or I have writer's block and I don't know what I'm doing. You just have to write. You just have to podcast. You just have to do it. And you have to do it with your full chest. You have to do it with everything you got. This is an incredibly fun job and an incredibly fun hobby to have. But it means that you need to go out there and go for it. And you can't worry about if it's not good enough, if you could do it better, if your friends are having more success than you, if you like their content more than the content you're making. It's about getting those at-bats. It's about going out there and trying it. And what I would say, of course, is you need to do it every day. You know, my old story goes that in the fourth grade, I figured out I wanted to write about video games. I knew I was going to review video games. I was going to write for a video game magazine. That was going to be my life. And I did not write a video game review until the video game magazine I loved called for editors, and they were trying to hire from, they were trying to do like a, you know, a contest to have a reader come in and be, do a couple reviews and stuff and go to E3, which is, was a big video game show. And so I wrote my, they needed you to submit two or three reviews, and I wrote my first two or three reviews and I sent them in. I regret, because everything worked out. But if I had been smart, or if I had somebody like me giving me advice, I would have in the fourth grade said, I want to write about video games, and I should have started writing about video games. Of course, I thought, well, if I'm going to write about video games, I'm going to write about video games for a magazine. It's going to be my job. I'm going to grow up and do it. I didn't think about the fact that if I started doing it in the fourth grade, I would be, you know, an expert by the time I got to high school, by the time I got through college, by the time I did all these different things. That never dawned on me. And so I didn't do it until I was forced to do it, and then I didn't like what I did because I'd never done it before. And the same thing happened with, writing in general for my blog. I went to college and got a degree in journalism and said, I'm going to write about video games. And I graduated, and none of the jobs I applied for I got. I didn't get callbacks. I didn't get emails saying, hey, come interview. And it was my 13th attempt at my eventual job at IGN. that I got. And not only was it my 13th attempt that I got, it was the 13th attempt was the first time I ever got an email back from my June. And when I got the email back saying, hey, do you want to interview for this job? I got interviewed and then called back to say you were hired within 24 hours. Like, my life changed overnight. And when I finally got out to the job, I said, well, what changed? I've been applying forever. You know what I mean? It was 13 attempts on my post-college email. That doesn't count my high school emails or my college email. And what they said is, you finally proved you could do it. I had been given a video game blog at the newspaper I worked at, and I did a video game blog each and every day. I did it as part of my job. I put it up there, and that's what turned the heads of IGN, is that I showed I could do it. I showed that I had something to say. I showed that I can make daily content. And for them, that went from no interest in me to all the interest to hire me right away, right? Because I proved I could do it. And so I know you're going to start this and you might not be happy with what you get right away. You might not love the blog you write. You might not love the podcast you create, but don't worry about that. Go do it. Have fun. See the incremental changes. See yourself get better each and every day. And that'll go a long way to, you know, your own personal fulfillment. And also do stuff that you care about. If you are making stuff you want to make, if you are having conversations you want to have or read about, other people want to read about those too. So don't be afraid to get really into the weeds and talk about the specific thing you like, because there's a million people out there talking about all sorts of stuff. Only you can give the perspective on the thing you really care about. I hope this helped. I hope your class goes well. I hope you all go and like, subscribe, and share. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services, and YouTube.com/kindoffunny and yada, yada, yada. We do curse a lot on our shows though, so don't tell your parents. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.